Today's episode is another unfortunate relationship story slash commentary. Today we're going to be going through red flags of a possible boyfriend or a relationship anybody could be in. Number one, if he left you on red for 10 hours, he ain't never going to buy you flowers. I remember me checking my phone and I was like, this guy keeps leaving me unopened, you know, whatever, he's busy. He ended up being at a hospital, and I zoomed in on the hospital. It said birthing center. So, right then and there, I knew, goodbye, Felicia. That's a big red flag. After a certain amount, you're like, what are you doing? I'm clearly not important. And you try to understand, but then it gets to a point where, like, then you really see what they're doing. It's like, oh, player right there. Number two, if he talks about a girl or a friend all the time, with my scenario, he was bringing up this girl, was staying at this girl's house while we were together, which was a red flag, but I was like, oh, brush it off, they're just friends. Well, that was the girl he ended up being at the birthing center and had the kid with. So if he brings up he's always at somebody else's house or always around people who are that sex that you are, red flag right there, because you know he'd be hiding some stuff behind the phone and behind what he's telling you. Number three, if it's just really depressing conversation, a lot of our conversations that I had was just all over loneliness or depression or sadness or life or trauma, which is really great to have in a relationship where you can be open and you can trust and you can confide in that person. But to a certain extent, you actually really learn how that person's feeling and why that person got in a relationship in the first place. And it ends up just being a very, more than just a therapeutic relationship, it ends up being more of filling a void because you have this in your life or you don't have this or you need this person. And so that reliance comes after all of these depression talks. And especially if they're hitting you up at like 2 or 3 in the morning, that's when anybody gets lonely. That's when anybody has thoughts in their head. But if they hit you up during the day, that's a green flag. So the timing is also very particular in that context of the relationship, in the context of your guys' conversations is also crucial to knowing why that person is in a relationship with you or what they need from you, and doesn't always end up being like a person to confide in. It ends up being self-dependent, like just being dependent on that person. Number four, long distance. Do not always think that that's going to work, especially if you're not going to see each other as much as you would like, or you guys continuously talking about how much you guys miss each other. Because instead of maybe talking about how much you miss each other, maybe like, I am going to have this plan to do that, I'm going to have that plan to do that, because then it gives you the excitement to want to meet up instead of complaining or going off of how you never see each other, which is a sign that at some point that's not going to continue to happen. And so long distance is very difficult. Some people it works out, and I'm so incredibly happy for them. And I think that that's a wonderful, rare situation to have. But long distance is very hard, especially considering that you don't know what the other person is doing behind what they tell you, or you don't know who they're all hanging around with, because it's literally you're basing them off of a screen or basing off of them social media profiles. And so you never can, it's harder to trust a long distance relationship than maybe somebody who you're physically closer with. And number five, the age. If you guys are around the same people and around the same interest and you guys enjoy that, then it's worth it. But if you're hanging out in completely different dynamics and hanging out with different people and you guys have completely different priorities, it can be a challenge because you don't see eye to eye with what you like in life and what your goals are. And so I would put it in a range where if you guys are working towards the same goal, or you guys have the same definition of success, or if not, you guys are willing to collide in that way and be able to like communicate healthily, then I think it's going to work. But if one person has drugs and alcohol on one side and the other person's like really into school, this is my relationship, drugs and alcohol on one side and I'm really into school and getting, you know, things done with my educational stuff, then that's just not going to balance each other out, because eventually at some point that person who's relying on drugs isn't going to be the right fit for the person who's a nerd. And yeah, I think that those are all great things that I think are red and green flags in a relationship. I do think that every relationship is different and every person is different in the relationship, not to mention everyone's in different parts of their lives. So I would also look at the fact that where is that other person in their life? What are they working towards? What are they wanting to get? What is their future looking like? And then if you're not on that same path, maybe you guys are just not meant to align in that sense. But things always come about and things always change. Time heals everything. So who knows? Maybe things are different for you. And I think that that's a great, powerful thing to have in humanity, is meeting somebody who's completely different than you and having a relationship like that can often benefit you. But yeah. All right. That's it, guys. Thanks for listening to my episode. Hope it helped. Maybe next week I wouldn't do another relationship one, but we'll see. All right. Goodbye.